Irish brewing giant Guinness is coming to southwest Baltimore County, and that has people in that part of the county hoping that a rising tide of beer will lift all boats. WYPR's John Lee reports that even businesses you might think would be competitors believe Guinness will help their bottom lines.
At the Heavy Seas Brewery in Halethorpe, they're canning their Tropicannon Citrus IPA at the rate of up to 80 cans a minute. Individual cans are filled and sealed. Plastic six-pack holders are snapped into place, then they're put in cases. Heavy Seas brews around 50,000 barrels of beer each year. That works out to about 12,500,000 pints. Fred Crutter is the brewery's marketing director. He says brewing beer is not a cottage industry. A brewery is a factory.
There's men and women here that are operating large-scale machines, large tanks that are glycol jacketed, steam jacketed, temperature controlled, computer monitored. That's how beer is made in the modern era.
And a lot more beer is going to be made soon, about 2 miles from Heavy Seas. Diageo, the company that owns Guinness, plans to build a brewery. Guinness is hoping to attract up to 300,000 people each year to its brewery for tours and its tap house for samplings. Dwayne Kratt is a spokesman for Diageo.
We're 8 to 10 minutes from the airport. We're 20 minutes from downtown. We're less than an hour from D.C.
Diageo went to the General Assembly to get permission to pour more beer on site for customers. The legislature agreed to let it and other breweries in its class do that. Heavy Seas wants to cash in, hoping beer lovers who travel to Guinness will drive up Washington Boulevard, then over to Hollins Ferry Road to its brewery. Crutter says Heavy Seas is expanding its tap room, and it hopes to have it ready to go this fall. And that's when Guinness plans to open its doors.
Being lockstep with them was not intentional. If it happens that way, awesome. The last thing we want is for visitors to Baltimore County that love beer not to be able to get into Heavy Seas. That would be awful.
Daria Serrani, chief economist at Towson University's Regional Economic Studies Institute, says Heavy Seas optimism makes sense. It's like how restaurants tend to group together. That attracts more customers to one location. And the tap room is important to the bottom line. Arani says that's because fierce competition between breweries lowers the profit they make selling to bars and liquor stores.
If you sell a keg glass by glass, the profit margin is going to be so much more than if you sell the whole keg to another bar.
Around the corner from Heavy Seas is Coulihan's Pub on Washington Boulevard. Coulihan's is your classic neighborhood bar. Drop by in the middle of the day and you'll find a few regulars, like Chuck McDonald, having a beer.
And I actually live two doors down. One of the best decisions I've ever made.
Katie Lang tends bar at Coulihan's. She says the bar's new owner soon plans to serve food and a better variety of beers, hoping to pick up some business from Guinness.
And hopefully the regular crowd will remain and we'll get some new clientele once we serve food.
And the nearby Arbutus, they want those Guinness tourists to head on over and spend money. Bettina Thibault is president of the Greater Arbutus Business Association.
We're going to make sure that when folks visit Guinness, that they're going to know where Arbutus is.
Thibault wants bigger road signs pointing the way from Guinness to Arbutus. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.